morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on the 26th of May. That one was a little special request for Paul. We're doing requests now. Paul wanted to listen to that one. Oh, Paulie boy, you just don't learn, do you, son? And I don't mean Suggsy, I mean Paul the Numpty. Twitter, I think, has deemed Paul to be a Liverpool fan. I probably think it's right. I mean, Arsenal fans tend to be a bit dimmer and they come out, don't they? They let you know they're Arsenal fans. I mean, you'd keep that quiet, wouldn't you? If you're a Woolwich fan, you'd just go around keeping it shh, don't tell anybody. But the old Liverpool fans, they do it in hiding, don't come out. And old Paulie dropped me the email yesterday. Can I keep the podcast just to betting and leave him out of it, the Brexit and the Spurs and whatever else? No, I can't, Paul. See, it's that. It's the old Game of Thrones theory again, isn't it? It's that entitlement. I want it my way. Everybody wants everything that my way. I want your podcast, but done my way. I want Game of Thrones made my way. I want Brexit, but it's got to be my way. It's pathetic. Nothing winds me up more, this sense of fucking entitlement that people have developed over the last 10 years, where everything's about them and everything is, I want this and I want that and it's got to be my way and if it isn't, I don't like it. Paul, don't listen to the podcast, son. Turn it off. Save yourself 3 to 30 minutes every single day and go and do something to fucking help somebody else. That's what you need to do, son. Actually get up in the morning, be positive and do something that's going to benefit somebody else's life as opposed to your I want attitude. I want you listening, Paul. There, I can't pick who chooses and listens. I'll do it for me. Sod off. Done. Right. Next. Suggsy. 6 days time, son. We'll be waking up a week's time. Just think, this time next week, Paul, Suggs, we will be getting up as champions of Europe, son. We'll be doing little dances round the squares of Madrid as champions of Europe. Beautiful. Bring it on. Bring it on. I can't wait. Right, where are we? Right, Play Sources did a little bit better yesterday, got none of those today. I think the over 2.5 traded at 11 minutes, there was a goal. I removed liability, nothing else happened, another goal, so it was a risk-free, it was a bit late. Valerenga, the goal came too early. The horse traded, and Kevin Nahr, if you pick that up off Twitter or off the email, he traded, obviously, and a couple of shots clear. I didn't back him straight because I just didn't have juice in the price, but I did think he'd trade, so that was hence that move. Apologies, I left it off the podcast. I just get too excited when I'm doing this, and I don't script it all, as I've said. Lugano game, of course, yeah, that did have 6 goals, but it didn't come till the 40th minute, so that did okay. Right, so we've got no horses today because nothing, I think it's just jumps meetings. Obviously, Tranmere did win yesterday, but took 119 minutes to get the goal. It's the League One playoff again, probably another tight affair, but I'm making the same move. I think Sunderland in this, and I'm backing Sunderland. I think you'll see some goals in this game. Over 2.5 is 2.48, so they are predicting a low-scoring affair, but I think you're going to see a couple of goals in this. So I'm going to back Sunderland small. It's only a little small bit. Remove my liability if they score. And I'm also going to back the over 2.5 with a view to trade that. So that is Sunderland versus Charlton at Wembley today, favouring Sunderland and the over 2.5. Right, next we have got, let me do the 2.5 trade, and we are going to Sambaland. It is in Brazil, so we've got some leagues come up in this, don't we? And it is, he says he's desperately searching for his sheet, it is the game, can't find it. Sorry boys, I'll just be there with you in a minute. I've got it, found it. It is the game between, Flamengo playing Atletico PR. Again, I make it about 1.8, it's 2.08. Flamengo versus Atletico PR, 8 o'clock tonight. So that is the 2.5 trade. Looking to remove liability first and then hopefully make a profit if goals go in throughout the match a bit earlier. So that's that one. Actual football trades. we have got today my favourite league, one of my favourites. The old Russians are playing. Love the Russians. Don't say it in public, Ian. Don't say it in public. Where are we? It is that game there, and the price is okay. It is the game between FC Orenburg and Spartak Moscow. I'm going to wait 10 minutes for this one and trade the over 2.5 in this. So 10 minutes in, it will be up around the 2.1 mark, 2.1, 2.12, I would think. Back in over 2.5, removing liability as the goals go in. So that is that one. And then in Turkey, I think this is a qualifier. So I'm just having to check markets and prices because I hadn't done that yet this morning. I know, poor me, and it should have done all this. Yes, it's Turkey, Fenerbahce versus Antalyaspor for the 3.5. So in that one, backing, laying over 3.5 goals and then backing it in play as the goals don't go in. Remember, you need 4 goals to lose. So that is everything, I think. Yes, that is the lot. The golf obviously is taken care of. Niles in the lead, done the football. Sunderland in the playoff, no horses. Happy days. When we get up tomorrow, we'll be even closer to Spurs being champions of Europe. Have a lovely day. All you little Arsenal Liverpool fans, go and enjoy yourself. Try and smile, enjoy life, embrace it. Do something for somebody else. The sun's shining. Have a lovely time, boys and girls, and I will speak to you tomorrow morning. See, Paulie, you can't get me down, son. Nothing is spoiling my week.